The hunt for a job in the federal government can be a bit confusing from the very start. Logging on to USA Jobs and searching for a job as a secretary can land you options ranging from public affairs officer to associate deputy assistant secretary for program planning and budgeting. Then comes navigating the technical requirements, executive core requirements, and the actual application process itself. Tim McManus is Vice President for Education and Outreach at the Partnership for Public Service. He's helping aspiring feds answer questions about the hiring process, and he joins us now to talk about it. Hi there, Tim.
Hi, Jared. How are you?
Doing good, thanks. And you just hosted a sort of Twitter town hall on this topic. I think it was last week to try and answer some of these questions, I believe. Either from that event or your experience more generally, what are some of the biggest questions you hear about the process from federal job seekers?
Yeah, so I think the first and probably biggest question is, how do I navigate this thing? And I think, you know, that's such a big question, Jared, because I think that many people see the process as being so different than anything else they've been told or are working through with other organizations and or companies. So I think that's probably their biggest question is, how do I actually get seen? I know that there are a lot of people who are applying for jobs. How do I make sure that when I hit submit through USA Jobs or through an agency website, that it just doesn't go into a black hole?
And that's a big question. Is there a simple answer to it or a set of answers?
So I don't think there's a simple answer. But again, I think, you know, part of the challenge here, and I think we all of us in federal agencies need to understand a little bit, is that that's where the job seeker is coming from. And it's not necessarily that they're coming from that angle because they want it to be easy or pain-free. And I think that's often what we default to. Well, you know, some people that people are just trying to look for the easy way out. I don't think that's so much the case as just, you know, them trying to really figure out how this is different than anything else in any other system that they're applying through and everything else. So I think part of what we have to do as HR folks and as hiring managers within agencies is help them understand the process, help them understand, you know, that one, I think, again, this Twitter town hall that we held, a lot of people saying, how much do I need to personalize my resume? Well, you know, often my responses I found in this town hall that we did last week were not that much unlike what I would give if somebody were looking for a job at the Partnership for Public Service or if they were looking for a job at a private sector company as well. Yeah, you have to, you got to tailor your resume. You can't just send in a generic resume, as you said, for a secretary, and expect that you're necessarily going to make the cert list if you haven't actually addressed what the agency is actually looking for that job. So it does take a little bit of time, but if students in particular, particularly people who haven't really been through the job seeking process before, if they're actually not told that, they're kind of going to hit the default button, which is hopefully the information that they've gotten before then will provide a little bit of light. But I think we actually have to, if we're going to get the best people into the applicant pool, we have to actually take a little bit more time and help explain the process too.
One of the complaints that I hear quite a bit from people who are looking at jobs in the federal government is sometimes the job descriptions and the qualifications are so exquisitely narrowly tailored that there's like one guy in the country who actually meets the qualifications. I wonder how big of a problem you think that is, and if that came up during your discussion at all.
So I think that certainly did come up. I think one of the other, and very similar to that, Jared, another issue was, even if it were not that tightly scripted so that it was like there's only one person in the entire world that actually meets those qualifications, we often tend to see jargon inside baseball language, so to speak, within position descriptions as well, that both could be, in fact, be a turnoff for an applicant, and or they simply don't know what it means. And therefore, in terms of even trying to tailor their resume or have their resume actually speak to their experience in that arena, it's difficult or near impossible for them to do that because, in fact, the language is so different than what they're used to, either from their academic experiences and or their own work experience as well. And I think that's something we hear regardless of what the age or experience of somebody is that if folks are using inside baseball language only, that some of that stuff doesn't translate. And again, I think what we often hear is that things get lost in translation. So agencies have to do a better job of actually putting their resume or putting their job descriptions in plain English so that people actually understand what it is is both the experiences that they're looking for, but also the skills that they're looking for, too.
I think that makes a lot of sense, and agencies need to take responsibility for writing these descriptions in a way that, realizes they're not talking to themselves, they're talking to an outside audience. But by the same token, I think you can only do what you were talking about before, which is tailor your resume if you take the time to understand what the agency's mission is, and maybe even what the position that you're applying for actually functions as.
Oh, absolutely, Jared. I think, you know, the real issue here, and I think this came to light through the Twitter town hall that we held last week, I think in a lot of conversations both with agencies and with job seekers as well. This isn't solely on the back, you know, fixing the hiring system and ensuring that we're getting good folks into government isn't solely on the backs of agencies and within agencies, not solely on the backs of HR, not solely on the backs of the hiring manager. Within agencies, HR and hiring managers have to work together. That's going to actually create, you know, that collaboration is going to, the outcome of that collaboration is going to lead to a really good job description where hopefully job seekers are going to understand what it is that they're looking for and the skills that they really need to bring to the table. On the other side of the equation, job seekers do have to take that time to actually read and understand what it is that they're looking for. And that may take a little bit of time as well. And again, I think that's where some of the frustration comes from, particularly for those within agencies, which is, you know, oftentimes what they receive are people who are applying to a lot of jobs with a very generic resume, and that in and of itself is not going to get you seen. And again, I think it's going to also create more of a burden on agencies in terms of getting through all of those in order to find the ones that really are the right types of candidates.
Let me circle back to where we started as we wrap up here. You said at the beginning that the biggest question you get is how do I navigate this thing? I wasn't clear on whether you meant the federal hiring process overall or USA Jobs specifically. Do we need better tools to advertise vacancies to applicants?
So I think the key that they don't understand is the application process itself. I think, mm-hmm. you know, some get frustrated clearly with USA Jobs, but I think it's they don't understand the application process as well itself. And again, there's where I think agencies have to do a better job in providing some tools and resources to help agencies or to help job seekers actually understand what they're in for along the way. So, for instance, one of the real frustrations for job seekers is what's the length of time that it's going to take from the time I hit the submit button on USA Jobs before I may or may not even hear back. Again, our own research at the partnership has it leads me to believe that if you're actually upfront with folks and tell them it's going to take a little bit of time for this to happen, they're more apt to stick with the process. If you don't tell them that, then what actually happens is you've set up the expectation or false expectation that they're going to hear something. They don't, and that's where you begin to hear comments like, I hit the submit button and it went into a black hole. So again, I think we all have to do a much better job of ensuring that we're setting the appropriate expectations of time frame, the expectations that of what it's going to take. And I think it's actually okay for agencies to be upfront as well to say, you know what? The hiring system to get into government, we're looking for the best people for that type of job. And frankly, it's going to be competitive. There are going to be a lot of people with the same skills and the same knowledge and the same abilities that are going to be applying. You're going to have to bring your A game, but help them understand what that A game is. And I think we'll all be successful in this process.